Hey guys, welcome back to Football Casuals. We will be doing a Week 7 review. I'm here with Eric, and
What's up?
the first game on the schedule was the Thursday night game, the Broncos versus the Browns. And Case Keenum came in for Baker Mayfield, and had a he didn't have a bad game, but he didn't have a good game. A little less than 200 yards and a touchdown. But the main player on the Cleveland Browns offense was D'Ernest Johnson.
Absolutely. 22 carries for 146 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
That goes to show the strength of this Browns offensive line to basically get what a no-name 3-year player come in and just dominate.
Yeah. Makes you question on how valuable Nick Chubb actually is.
I will give it. I will give it to the well. I will give it to Darnish or the Broncos, I guess. I mean, their run defense isn't great, but I mean, how do you do that? I mean, this guy's basically a no name, and you've let him put up what running back one numbers this season, almost Derrick Henry numbers per game. I
Yeah.
mean, just not expecting. It was big for running backs as a whole, though, because Javonta Williams had himself a game too.
Yeah, he had his breakout game.
Maybe not on the
But he didn't
ground,
do
though.
it in
He
the
only
ground,
had
he did it in
four.
the receiving game.
Right, four carries for 20 yards, not ideal, but. How many yards did he have?
He had 32 in the air and a touchdown.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's solid game by him. And I will say, I think they have a similar offense to that of the England Patriots, because you have your run heavy your dedicated run guy Melvin Gordon compared to Damien Harris, and then you have James White, which is now I guess going to become Javonte Williams.
Yeah, seems quite similar. And Bridgewater and Mac Jones are both very conservative quarterbacks.
Yeah, Bridgewater actually didn't even do that poorly. He didn't get the yardage, only 107 or 87, but two touchdowns, one interception. Not your
He accounted for their
not
points, though, so can't blame him.
yeah not a not your not your one wanted QB1 numbers, but at least it's a decent showing, enough to at least put up a fight against this Cleveland Browns team that's been so injured this week.
Yeah. So we talked about this in the preview. We talked about Courtland Sutton having to go up against Denzel Ward, and Courtland Sutton hasn't done his best against past like top 10 corners in Marlon Humphrey and James Bradbury, and it seems Denzel Ward shut Sutton down this game and held him to only 68 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great showing by Sutton. Certainly could have been better. I will give it Denzel Ward, is one of those top 10 corners, but I'd say for an average for a wide receiver too, this would be okay. But in the position Sutton's in, he has to come through, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And that is, if he would have come through with even just one touchdown, Broncos coming away with this game.
Yep.
We did predict it right though.
Yep.
Close game. Close game. Broncos had a chance. They didn't take it, but they had it, and they had it in their grasp, and they just couldn't do it.
I think that's all there is for that game. We will move on to the Packers and Washington game, where Aaron Rodgers had a heck of a game.
Absolutely.
Three touchdowns. Look it. He looked good. He looked good.
Yeah, definitely. Solid showing by the Packers. Cannot be mad when your QB shows up there for you.
You can be mad when you're the football team and your highest rusher is your quarterback. Taylor Heinicke on the ground with 95 yards when you have Antonio Gibson and JD McKissick. So that's not. That just means that he was under pressure a lot and probably had to scramble. I couldn't see many of those being designed runs for Heinicke.
Yeah, this man's coming out here looking like a white Lamar Jackson. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin had
But
a big game, over 100
huge
yards and a
game.
score.
Yep, he showed out Devontae Adams, which is a very rare occasion for most wide receivers to do. So Devontae Adams with six receptions for 76 yards and a touchdown. I will say the running back core very sad this week from Washington and Packers, who both have very strong running backs.
Yep.
You know, you'd think Antonio Gibson and Aaron Jones would have had a much bigger play in this game, but I mean, Aaron Jones, 6 carries for 19 yards. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nothing was
At
working on the ground.
the amount of money this dude's probably making, I mean, wow, that is sad. But, you know, I mean,
Yeah, Packers come away with this one. Pretty easy win. Washington is not looking the best.
no, I mean, everyone thought their defense can be top tier, and I mean, what happened? What has happened to this defense? It's supposed to be one of the best on paper. They come in, let Packers drop 24 on them. Not a good look.
Not at all. Moving on to the game of the week, the Titans and the Chiefs. This was a
Oh,
blowout. This was
this
sad to
was
see for
brutal.
Mahomes and the Chiefs. Mahomes with
Age.
three turnovers, two fumbles, one interception.
No passing touchdowns. Derrick Henry took that over him.
Yep.
Derrick Henry had the same amount of passing touchdowns that Tannehill did, and more than Mahomes. I mean,
Yeah.
that's MVP Derrick Henry,
That's
I think.
a real quarterback right there.
AJ Brown with a show-out game, 8 receptions for 133 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, top five wide receiver week for AJ Brown.
Can we just look at the fact that Byron Pringle is the number one wide receiver on the Chiefs right now,
Yeah,
when
he
you have
was
the number one tight end and a top probably
three.
five wide receiver, top three wide receiver, and Byron Pringle is your number one?
Yeah, they're
How do you
doing
let
something
this?
wrong.
What are you doing? And I know for a fact, because the Bills just played the Titans, I know for a fact that Titan secondary is struggling
They
because
are.
we injured like four of them. So I don't know how you let them dominate you like that when you have, like, when their starting corner is probably their third stringer. Like, I mean, how do you not even throw one touchdown?
Yeah, this could be a coaching thing, coaching problem.
Andy Reid, he's not, I would never say someone who just won a Super Bowl and has gone to the championship three times in the last couple of years, never say they're in the hot seat after one bad season. But if this keeps up to next season, I wouldn't
Wouldn't be
be
surprised.
surprised to see him leave soon. Because you can't lose 3-27 against a team that lost to the Jets. And
Yeah.
I gotta say, at least my Bills put up a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a
But
blowout. Nothing much else to say.
a blowout game, surprising blowout game, but nonetheless disappointed a lot of people.
So now we'll
All right.
get into the Falcons Dolphins. This was a good game. This is a game I watched. It was really close. Tua had a besides two interceptions, he had a really good game, four touchdowns and almost 300 yards. He put up a fight against this bad Falcons defense, but just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think this is really a heartbreaker for the Dolphins, because this is one of those wins that, I mean, this is one of those teams that you're playing against. This is one of the few teams they're probably going to be able to beat all season, and you lose by 2 points. I will say, heavily tight end dominated game.
Indeed.
You know, Kyle Pitts with 7 receptions and 163 yards, and Gesicki with 7 receptions for 85 and a touchdown. I mean, I don't. I mean, I think there's very few games where you get tight ends dominating,
Yeah.
like they should. I mean, at least nowadays, I'm seeing them blocking more than catching. But clearly, these two are making a mark on their
Yeah,
team.
I'm glad to see Pitts catching his footing in this Falcons offense.
Looking like a bust earlier this year, and now it seems he's at least come out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him develop.
Yeah, Cordarrelle Patterson had a pretty good game, 14 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown, not bad.
He didn't do much in the receiving game, but he did do well on the ground. His counterpart, Mike Davis, laid a dud, only 10 yards. He's had a weird season.
Yeah, I think I believe he got injured for at least part of that game, so maybe that had something to do with his lack of carries, and lack of yardage, but you know, we never know. He has definitely been passed on the depth chart. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how you dominate in the Panthers offense, which is known for having a horrendous offensive line. And then you come to Atlanta, which is probably a similar offensive line, and you can't do anything.
Yeah. Well, Falcons edged this out over the Dolphins. They moved to 3-3, and the Dolphins moved to 1-6.
Yep.
They are definitely in a – both teams are in a rebuilding phase, so.
Oh, absolutely. Falcons and Dolphins fans, I apologize. This is going to be a rough couple years, especially for you Dolphins fans, assuming this trade doesn't go through.
Agreed.
Which I feel like we should talk about a little bit, because I have seen a lot of news on that. Have you seen what's come out and how they're the Dolphins are basically agreeing to the trade, but they refuse to go through with it?
Yeah, it's a smart thing for them to do, because it's not worth trading away a bunch of stuff just for Watson and then finding out in a little while that he'll be going to jail. So
Yeah.
So they want him, and they'll give what they can for him as long as they have assurance that he'll be able to play.
Yeah, and I was reading a comment on a post about this, and it really struck me, because like people are talking about how why would you put this over to his head if you know you're not going to accept a trade until you know for sure what's happening with Watson? Why would you put this over to his head? Because Tua is just going to be sitting here now, knowing that he's not going to keep his starting job as soon as Watson walks through that door. What's the point in Tua wanting to play?
Yeah.
Why would you try against, or knowing that you're not going to keep your job? Dolphins probably aren't trading you, because they already said Tua is not going to the Texans. So I don't know. I don't know why they would even come out and announce that they're willing to do a trade with the Texans. I think this should have been off the record.
Agreed.
And just happen later.
Yep.
But I guess we can go and move on to the next one.
The Jets, the Patriots. A big game for Mac Jones and the Patriots, and their running back core especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two touchdowns and 100 yards on the ground. He ate up this Jets defense.
Yeah, and their receiving back, who's taking place of James White, Brandon Bolden, 6 receptions, 79 yards and a touchdown. This running back core dominated as a whole. It wasn't even just on the ground. I mean, Their system clearly works against the Jets, who, I don't think anybody would have expected Mike White to come in.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this guy before.
Yeah, no, he was a no-name, I think a three-year veteran. I mean, it sucks for the Jets. You lose your franchise quarterback for a few weeks. I mean, honestly, is losing Zach Wilson that big of a problem? It just means less interceptions, I guess.
He was on the Utah break Peyton Manning's rookie season interception record.
Yeah, poor Zach Wilson. He's not going to be able to break Peyton Manning's record.
But Trevor Lawrence could do it.
Trevor Lawrence,
he's
can
also
still do
on
it.
Track.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, if he was a rookie, he's on track too. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's not looking the best, but yeah, the Patriots just laid a beating on the Jets again. So
yeah, absolutely. And no wide receiver really did that much this game, because I'm looking here and Michael Carter dominated wide receiving yards.
Yep.
These are two very I honestly think Michael Carter might be one of the only things on offense for the Jets that actually is good.
Yeah.
Because Michael Carter seems like he's growing into his number one role, and he is starting to take charge of this backfield. And clearly, when your only competition at wide receiver is Corey Davis, I mean, I think Michael Carter's got potential if he can just leave the Jets and find an organization that actually knows what they're doing.
Yep, agreed.
But I don't hate this game. I do wish I would have rooted for the Jets, because the Patriots Well, they're only one game behind the Bills, I think, so that's not ideal.
Yeah, but their only wins are to the Jets and what was the other team?
Dolphins.
The Dolphins, yeah. So while they have three
Yeah.
wins, it's not a quality 3 wins. It's wins
Oh, they
against
lost the
two of
Dolphins.
the bottom five teams in the league.
And they beat the
They
Jets
lost to
twice
them.
and the Texans.
Yep. So
So
three
I'm
wins
not
to two of the
concerned
bottom
about
five
them,
teams,
but
yeah.
yeah, I'm not really concerned. I think the Bills got this. But we can go and move on to the next game, which we have the Carolina Giants.
Yep, Giants just blew out the Panthers. It's sad to see. Darnold
Yeah,
gets
what was
benched in the
this
game.
game?
PJ Walker, former XFL quarterback star, comes in and goes 3 for 14 for 33 yards. So
Yeah,
the
brutal game for the
quarterback
Panthers.
position is not looking good on this Panthers team.
Oh no. I had Sam Darnold, Dark Horse MVP, all since before the season started, and this man comes in and gets benched. I have no idea how you can start 3-0 and then go 3-4 with the team like the Panthers.
With a
They
defense
missing
like the
their
Panthers, yep.
yeah, they're missing offensive line. And you're missing your star running back. But I mean, you've got a top 15 wide receiving core. Your defense is, what, top 10 this season at least?
Yeah.
How do you do this? I mean, I get your QB isn't doing that well, but how is your QB not doing that well with all he has?
Yeah.
Darnold, get together. Play like the first three games. But yeah, I mean, really, I'm looking at this. It was just the Giants' defense that dominated. I mean, the offense, they had one touchdown from Daniel Jones, one touchdown from Devin Booker. And I think they had a pick six early in the game or something like
I
that.
think
No,
their
they had a
kicker just went
safety.
off.
Yeah, they had a safety and their kicker. I mean, this was a sad showing by the Panthers, and the Giants definitely need to improve their offense, though. I mean, I think that's been known from the start, though, because when you only put up two touchdowns against a team that is clearly struggling as bad as the Panthers and on a four win or a four loss streak, yikes.
Yep. Well, that's all for that game. That was surprising, but nothing really special about that game other than Daniel Jones's one-handed catch. Best catch in
Yeah.
Giants franchise.
Yeah, new Odell. New
Yeah, it was a
Odell
beautiful
coming
catch,
in.
but we can move on to the Bengals and the Ravens. This is another surprising game.
This was an absolute shocker to
Bengals
me.
just put a wallop on the Ravens.
Ja'Marr Chase put a wallop on the Ravens.
Yeah, 200 yards. Man is on track to he's on track to 800 1800 yards by the end of the season, breaking all rookie receiving records.
Yeah, Joe Burrow with a lights out performance. Joe Mixon playing lights out. I mean, this Bengals team is looking dangerous, which is the weirdest thing to say. I mean, I don't think I've ever said the Bengals are good, except for the one time they got the Bills in the playoffs, which was again against the Ravens. I mean, this game was just crazy. I was not
Yeah,
expecting
their
this to
defense
happen.
performed w really well.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're feeding these guys, but clearly the Bengals are getting doing pretty well.
Yep. Yeah, so Bengals are at the top of the AFC. Do I think they continue to go on and be at the top? I don't. I think the Bills are better. I think the Titans are better. I think the Ravens are better. They didn't show up this game.
I think here's my prediction for what happens with the Bengals. The Bengals make the playoffs, but they lose very quickly because they just don't have that experience in there.
Yep,
I
Joe
mean,
Burrow.
you're looking at,
Yep.
I mean, yeah, he's what, his second year. You're looking at them, they're going to play against the Titans, the Ravens, and the Bills more than likely. Those are the three teams that they're probably going to play against. The Bills have been there the last, what, 3 or 4 years now? Ravens been there last 3 or 4 years now. Titans been there the last 3 or 4 years now. these teams all have experience in the playoffs that this young team just doesn't have. And they do. I think they can make the championship if they're really if they get a good scheduling and get lucky. But honestly, I can't see them going to the Super Bowl just because of how young they are. But this is a team that we all need to watch in the future.
Yep, agreed. Raiders-Eagles, this game went pretty much as most people expected. Raiders took a comfortable lead over the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts had a decent game. It was a good game, but he didn't have any turnovers, so, well, he had a fumble. But no interceptions, which is better for him.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of their scoring came in the fourth quarter, garbage time. You know, they're up 30-7 going into the fourth quarter. It's not like the Raiders were probably trying to push them back too hard. But you know, Jalen Hurts did lead a pretty. I mean, I gotta give 22 points. When you only got 7 on the board going into the fourth, I mean, that's solid performance. But I mean, I think you're right. This is exactly how everyone thought it was going to go. Maybe a more dominant showing by the Raiders, but once again, this was all garbage time.
Agreed.
But Vegas, Foster Moreau coming in here with his breakout game.
Backup tight end. Yep.
Yeah, and Kenyon Drake had himself a game, which is kind of weird to see his name coming back up after being second on the depth chart for a while.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is still he's healthy, but he's probably still dealing with his previous health issues, so he's been limited. So Drake got most of the work on the ground for the Raiders, and he did well with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely didn't disappoint. I mean, 69 yards and a touchdown, leading your team to a nice, comfortable win. Got to give it to them.
And the Raiders are also looking like a pretty, pretty serious team in this AFC, 5-2 as well.
Yeah. I gotta say I like the Raiders as a I like them as a wild card first round exit. Maybe they can win the first game. I guess it just depends on who they get put up against.
Yeah, but they're 5-2, but they're no Bengals, they're no Ravens. They're not like the other 5-2 teams.
Right. If you look at who they've beaten and, you know, who they've lost to, they lost to the Bears, which, I mean, come on.
This shouldn't be acceptable.
Yeah, I think they've had one of the easiest schedules. I mean, okay, so they beat the Ravens, and they're already going through all this controversy, which doesn't help their situation. They beat the Ravens, and they beat the Steelers. Then you beat the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Eagles. So realistically, you only have 2 wins that can really be counted as wins. And then you lose to the Chargers and the Bears, which does not help. So I don't think this Raiders team lasts long. I do think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to be
where everyone thinks they're going to be. Yeah,
because I'm looking at the rest of their schedule, and it is not nice. You get an easy week against the Giants this week. Or no, next week. They're on bye this week. Then you go in against the Chiefs, which at some point the Chiefs are going to have to turn on. I don't expect this Chiefs offense and defense to stay dormant for much longer. And then you play the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Chiefs again, Browns, Colts, Chargers, just to name a few. And you only have Washington and Broncos there as your free game.
Yep.
That hurts. This Raiders team has a battle, an uphill battle, to get to the playoffs, and I'm curious to see if they can pull it off. But I think that's pretty much it for that game.
We can move on to the Rams-Lions game, which is probably one of the most fun games to watch of this season. The Lions in the first quarter they go down, they score a touchdown, and then they onside kick it and recover it. And then later in the game, they have 2 fake punts and convert both. It was fun to see from Dan Campbell and a team that's not that special when you look at the roster talent wise and what he was able to do with them and his creativity to put up that many points and to pull these plays off against the Rams. It's fun to see. This team has potential.
Yeah, this The Lions team is a scrappy team that has the chance, or has a chance to really become good in the future. And I gotta say, the way they played that game, saying, you know what, we can't beat this Rams team just as a straight up normal football game. And the way they came in, did the onside kick, recovered it, almost went three and out, had to do a fake punt, led to a field goal, did another fake punt in the first quarter too. I mean, that is how you beat the Rams, and to only lose to the Rams by 9 points when you were an 0-17 or 0-6 team at the time, that is an accomplishment. This is a win for Dan Campbell and the Lions and Luke, because the Rams are one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, Dan Campbell was playing on Madden mode. It was really fun.
Yeah. The Rams are one of the best teams of the and you only lose by 9. It's a heartbreaker losing to your former QB. But wow, the Lions played this the best they could, and they did it with the strategy that nobody would have expected, and I have to give it to them.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm looking at this now, I think they were winning going into the fourth.
Yep.
I mean, that's by the Lions definitely put up more than a fight than everyone thought they would, and they are contenders in 1 or 2 years.
Yeah. They got to figure some things out, like weapon-wise, and Goff needs to turn it around, or they need to get a QB, but they haven't played that bad this season.
Yeah, I would if I'm the Lions, I'm going for a wide receiver or some or like a weapon first round this year, and waiting to get a QB in 2 years, because there's not really anybody like a there's no Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence this year. So I'm gonna see if I can help Goff out, and you know what, maybe Goff isn't savable at this point, but solid. All in all, solid showing by the Lions. They have potential in the future. Rams, it was expected they win. Almost disappointed by the Rams. Everybody other than Cooper Kupp, who is a monster.
Yeah.
But yeah, solid game. Not a game I would have said is top of the week, but yet it somehow became top of the week because of how just because of how Detroit played.
Yeah.
I think we can go ahead and move on. Really not much to say about this Houston Arizona game other than it's exactly what everyone thought it would do. Houston looked fantastic in the first 5 minutes and then they sucked. So that's, I mean, anything else about this game that's
I mean, Zach
good?
Ertz caught his first touchdown as a Cardinal,
Oh, there you go.
filling in for Max Williams, but other than that, nothing special. Same with the Buccaneers Bears, nothing really to talk about. Brady throws his 600th touchdown pass, and a fan catches it, and they give him a bunch of crap just to give the ball back. They give him signed jerseys, signed helmets, season tickets.
Brady gave him a Bitcoin.
Yeah, pretty much like $20,000 worth of merchandise and stuff just for the ball back, but props to the fan
Yeah.
for respecting that.
Oh yeah, and I mean, people I've seen online giving him crap about how, you know, that's a $500,000 ball. If you were a true fan in the NFL, you were going to give that ball back to Tom Brady, because
Yeah.
you didn't earn that ball. You were just in the right place. The fact that he's getting stuff in return is great
It
from
is
the
very
Buccaneers
generous
organization,
from the Bucks organization, yeah.
because I can guarantee in most other places they're not going to give you anything. They're going to say, "Oh, thank you for the ball. Sucks, but bye. Like, thanks for attending." This wouldn't happen at most other things. There is one player that really stood out to me in this Bucks Bears game, and it's not Mike Evans.
Who had
It's
three
Khalil
touch?
Herbert.
Yep. Khalil had a good game.
The round six rookie, since he has stepped in over Damian Williams and David Montgomery, this dude, he's been pretty good. He's got 279 yards and one rushing touchdown. And that's in like what, I think 2 games,
Yeah.
real like 2 starting games.
I did not expect him to do this well against this Bucks rush defense, but he put up 100 yards, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's something special. It sucks that he's behind David Montgomery, but he's already bumped his way up to second on the depth chart, which is a pretty good accomplishment for a 6-round rookie. If David, this dude, if the Bears can trade him or something, Khalil Herbert has a chance to become something special in the NFL. He just needs his opportunity. And right
Right.
now he's got it. But so long as David Montgomery is there, Khalil Herbert is going to sit on the bench, which is sad because I like this kid. I think he's got huge potential.
Yep. Buccaneers blow the Bears away, move to 6-1. Colts 49ers game. Eric and I both had the Colts upsetting the 49ers, and they came through.
They're absolutely right. The weirdest stat line of anything that I've really ever seen. This has probably happened before, but this is the first time I've really seen it. Jonathan Taylor and Elijah Mitchell. This was a very run-heavy game, run dominant. Have the identical stat line.
Yep.
18 carries, 107 yards, and 1 touchdown, exactly for both of them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How does that happen? We are living in a sim. That's all I can come up with.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor having another really good game.
Jonathan Taylor's showing out again. He's doing exactly what he did last season.
Yep.
I'm gonna suck for the first couple games, and then I'm just gonna all of a sudden snap my fingers and be one of the best
Put
running
up
backs in
top
the
five
NFL.
performances, yeah.
Right, like what's happening? Great showing by both wide receivers too. Michael Pittman with 105 yards and a touchdown, and Deebo Samuel with 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, it's been good to see Michael Pittman establish himself as the wide receiver one on the team with T.Y. Hilton being injured. Their receiving core wasn't looking the best, but Michael Pittman's really stepped up and he's putting in the work and he's doing really well.
Yeah, I was Indianapolis is definitely a weird team to me because you don't have that great of a wide receiving core. You have a great defense, great run game. You don't have a great QB. You have good QB. And you don't have a great wide receiving core, and yet they're coming in here and
Putting up 30 points.
Michael Pittman is solid. And I find it interesting that 105 yards went to Michael Pittman. Carson Wentz only threw for 150. You have 45 yards that went to the other receivers. Michael Pittman is clearly the favorite here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got to give it to him. But if you look, Pittman did that on 4 receptions. Carson Wentz threw 17 completions, 13 completions for 45 yards. That is why he is no longer the great QB he once was.
Yep.
If you have four, 13 attempts for 45 yards, ooh, that's like PJ Walker numbers.
Agreed. Well,
All right, and then.
Colts pull the win off against the 49ers. The 49ers, their QB situation is most likely what is holding them back.
Trey Lance, I like him. Do I think he needs to be put in now? No. But do I think he is their QB of the future? Yes. He needs some time to train.
Yes, I agree. I do like Lance a lot, but now is not
Right,
the time
well.
yet. Just give Garoppolo a few more weeks. Let him mentor him.
Yeah, definitely let him get trained up. Let him become the QB he needs to become. But I think that brings us to the last game of the week, which is Saints Seahawks, in what I thought was going to be a way high scoring,
Yeah,
exciting
this
game.
game was rather lackluster. The only thing not lackluster about it was Alvin Kamara, who
And
had,
DK Metcalf's one pass
yeah,
or one receive.
DK had an 85-yard touchdown in the first quarter. But
Yeah,
go ahead.
that play that DK Metcalf had was insane. I mean, he dropped Marshon Lattimore and the other guy just missed, but I
Honestly,
mean that.
I feel like that was a pass interference on DK. That's what it looked like.
You know, I actually don't believe that there was any pass interference there. I think when I think Marshawn Lattimore just kind of tried to grab onto DK. I mean, DK Metcalf's like a train, so I just can't. I mean, I think DK's just momentum, but I didn't see that I could have deemed a pass interference.
Yeah, well, it was a very lackluster game. The Saints take a win, but I don't think it really meant much against Geno Smith and the Seahawks.
Yeah, you can't say a 3-point win over it, like when you're basically fully healthy other than Michael Thomas. I just can't say a 3-point win is that good over a team that's down their starting running back and QB.
Well,
But I think yeah, I think that's it for
that was
the
the Week
weekly
7 preview
review.
or the review, and we are
And
going to cover
now
the Packers Cardinals game before it happens tomorrow night. So, two very good teams, top of the NFC teams, going at each other. Packers do not ha their receiving core is they're not looking the best. Davante Adams is out, Allen Lazard's out, leaving Randall Cobb to be the number one wide receiver.
we still don't know if MVS is playing yet because he's on IR, but I got a report saying he is traveling with the team to Arizona, so we may see him suit up. But even still, I mean, you're still down. You have MVS, Randall Cobb, and then your rookie. Is
Amari
it like, do
Rodgers.
they really even have a shot?
If they had all their
Yeah, I
receivers,
mean,
they could put up a fighting chance against the Cardinals, but I don't see them pulling this out, even with Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback he
yeah,
is.
JJ Watt has been ruled out, so that's good for the Packers. But yeah, I just can't. I don't imagine this going well for the Packers. Look, I've heard a lot of people talking, saying that they actually think that Packers could come away with this. Of all the teams that the Cardinals play, I think this is one of the better shots. I think the Packers, the Rams, and the Cowboys are the three teams that have a chance to beat them. This is one of the few chances that this NFL is going to have to take out this Cardinals team.
Yeah, but with Davante Adams out, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good at all. You do have, one of the best of the best. You have a really good running back. Aaron Jones needs to step it up. Last game, he was not doing too hot. Steps it up this game. We could see him having a breakout game if Packers truly do have a chance. I think it all relies on Aaron Jones.
I feel like this Cardinals receiving core is gonna have a day against the Packers. D Hop and AJ Green and
Oh.
Christian Kirk and Rondale Moore, they're gonna rack up yards.
Yeah, now you have a former, could still be Pro Bowl tight end, Zach Ertz. This is, I feel like there's just no real way to cover this Cardinals. But look, Packers, they've done pretty well all season, defensively. So, I mean, they have a shot. But can they hold on it? They actually beat the Bengals. I'm looking at their schedule now. They don't have that many huge wins. I think this game right here is what determines whether they have a chance to really make a run in the playoffs. But I think this is their big tester game. And I'd even say a close loss is a win for the Packers with this with these injuries.
Yeah.
But yeah, this should be an easy win for the Cardinals. But I mean, I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Both are struggling defensively. So, and I mean, Packers now have an offensive issue. So, not ideal.
Right now the spread is 6 in the Cardinals' favor. I think they cover easily.
Yeah, I think if it were a touchdown, like a whole touchdown or more, I would say the Packers will cover. I think this is going to be a close game, but I do think the Cardinals win, and I think because the spread is only 6, And not 7.5. I think going to cover.
Yeah.
And I think that's it for
Yeah, that's
this
all we
week's
have here
episode.
at Football Casuals. I hope you guys enjoyed. Like or subscribe on whatever platform you listen to us on. And you guys have a good week. We will be back on Friday with the week 8 review for the rest of the games.
Preview for all of our Sunday night. So
Yep.
stay tuned for that. Put the notification bell on and be ready for another listen.
And have a good one, you guys.